جارد النوع الأجنبي في الفرج الأجنبي
لندن
جارد لندن في الجيرو أي شيء
It'd be colder, yes.
Minus.
Yeah, but I'm surprised how cold it is here. I remember many years ago when I came to Calcutta, it wasn't this cold in the winter.
But the month of January.
We were here till
from middle of December to the third week of January. It will become colder here. Yeah. After that, towards the end of January.
And then it gets very hot here.
It's not hot. What will be in the month of March? But at that time there will be rains again.
Monsoons.
Not monsoon, but there is the rains due to this warm weather. Sometimes there rains. And the rains are with stormy.
Yeah.
Weather and temperature goes down. And for some days, Jai Sisi Guru Gaurang Bhagandar Vika Giridhari Jyoti Sisi Guru Gaurang Sisi Radha Madan Mohan Panchatatta Atmasi Gaur Hari Ki Sisi Guru Gaurang Sisi Radha Nayana Nath Jyoti Jaya Nitya Lila Pravishto Vishnu Pada Ashtatar Satasi Sima Bhakti Daita Madhav Goswami Maharaj Ki Jaya Nitya Lila Pravishto Vishnu Pada Ashtatar Satasi Sima Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj ki Jai Srila Gaur Kishore Dal Babaji Maharaj ki Jai Srila Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki Jai Vaishnava Sarvabhaum Srila Jagannath Dal Babaji Maharaj ki Jai Sri Roop Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jeev Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Sarvashami Prabhu Ki Sahagana Sarudamadar Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopi Go Govardhan Vrindavan Shri Radha Kunda Sham Kunda Ki Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrinda Ki Sarva Vigna Vinashnakari Shri Nishinha Dev Ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Param Pujya Pad Paribhrajakachar Jatidhan Nishnam Srimad Bhakti Rakhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Param Pujya Pad Paribhrajakachar Jatidhan Nishnam Srimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj ki Param Pujya Pad Paribhrajakacharyatidhan Nishnam Srimad Bhakti Kumud Santa Goswami Maharaj ki Nitya Lila Pravishta Param Pujya Pad Paribhrajakacharyatidhan Nishnam Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki Param Pujya Pad Shiksha Guru Bhargati Param Pujya Pad Paribhrajakacharyatidhan Nishnam Srimad Bhakti Saran Trivikram Maharaj ki Tidhan Nishnam Srimad Bhakti Sundar Narasimha Maharaj ki दन विश्राम स्वद्भक्ति सर्वस्व निष्किंचन महाराज के त्रिदंडिपाद गण के समागत भक्त वृंद के श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन ओम प्रवाल Due to one term time, could not finish the subject. Jiva Goswami. I had to discuss so many points for that reason. There is another question regarding Jiva Goswami. Some of the Vaishnavas of the Sahajya Sampradaya knew that there is a pseudo sex amongst them. One is Sahajya. They remarked in this way that Jiva Goswami did not know Parakya Rosh, Gopi Prem. So he approved or he prescribed or he instructed for Shakya Rasa in his teaching. Shakya means the husband and wife relation after marriage. He has got ignorance. He couldn't understand the teachings of Mahaprabhu. So he gave emphasis to Shakya. Shakya means Dharaka. Rukmini Shaktamava is after marriage with Krishna. But our Param Gurudev, the founder of Sri Chaitanya Mahat Gauri Mahat, all this organization, ISKCON, etc. Bhakti Siddhava Aparam, Nitya Lila Krishna Param, and Paramaradhyas, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He refuted this. He had misunderstood. He said, he saw some of his followers, they are keen to serve Krishna by Shakya Rasa. They have got their sort of taste. For that reason, he also thought all are not eligible for Parakya Rasa. Parakya Rasa is the highest. So if anybody does anything beyond his jurisdiction, then he will not be spiritually benefited. So for them, when they, Jiva Goswami thought they are competent for Shakya Rasa, not Parakya Rasa. So he wrote about this to encourage them, you should do as per your competence to serve, to love Krishna in that delightful relation. There are seven delightful relations as you find in this world. Actually, that delightful relation is with Krishna. This world is the perverted reflection of the transcendental. Here also you find there is neutrality, shanta rash, neutral rash. Rash means love relation. Rash does not mean juice. Generally, ordinary people, rash means juice, sweet juice. No. You may say, sometimes you use the word mellow. But rash means here, love relation with Krishna. Love relation with Krishna, when they serve Krishna, they get happiness. That sort of delightfulness. Not by the tongue tasting something, some juice. That is not the actual meaning. Here, meaning is for getting happiness in contact with Krishna. As much love we shall have for Krishna, so much sweetness, happiness, transcendental sweetness we can get. Actually, all love relations are with Krishna. Shantaras and Dasharas, servant master relation. He is the eternal master and we are eternal servant. Friendship relation. Krishna is our friend. With that relation, love Krishna. And also parental affection, affection of the paternal affection, maternal affection, motherly and fatherly affection that you find in this verse. Parental affection. And also husband-wife relation. And there is another which is the highest, but which is not applicable to all. The Saudiya Sampradaya, other Sampradaya, they have misused this. And that will cause destruction of character. For that reason, about Gopi Prem, this Paragyarosh, a warning has been given by Veda Vyasa. By writing that, he has given a warning. Have you gone through that? In 10th canto, he has narrated this Gopi Prem, Parakya, the highest. As for example, Radharani in Javad is married to Ayan Ghosh. But she has got love, intense love for Krishna. A drama of marriage is shown there, only to get this kind of intense love for Krishna. Intense love for Krishna. And there is one pastime of being married at Javad. Ayan Ghosh and for Chandravali, Govardhan Malla, because there is a husband then, yet he is attracted to Krishna. That attraction becomes more. But if we misuse this in this world, that is the lowest, meanest. This is the perverted reflection. That world is transcendental realm reflected in this Maya in a reverse way. That which is lowest has become here highest, Shantaras, and that which is highest, Gopi Prem, has become here lowest. Because here, if we become attached to this material body, as much attachment we shall have to this material world, so much afflictions, miseries, difficulties we shall face. there the object to worship is Krishna, who is all bliss, all existence, all knowledge. Purum Satchidananda. As much attachment you will have for Krishna, so much you will get bliss, more bliss. But this is there, the object of love is not eternal. Any moment there will be separation. And separation, and in this birth also, while living, there may be separation. Because of, if there is disturbance of his enjoyment, he has married for material enjoyment. If there is any difficulty, and he will divorce, and he will give up, like that. Here, during the lifetime of the marriage, there is separation. But there is no separation, eternal relation. So, as much attachment we shall have for the non-eternal bodies, so much difficulty we shall get. So much agony, mental agony, threefold afflictions, miseries will be there. But that reason, the Vaishnavi has given a warning. After narrating in 10th canto, our Guru Maharaj is to say this and is to warn us about this. You should live according to your eligibility, competence. Don't go beyond your jurisdiction. Then you will get just the reverse consequence. That is, we should be very careful. After narrating Gopi Prem, he has said, Naitat samachare jatu manasapi janishara vinashyate ajanu moddhat jatarudrabdi jamsha. What I have narrated here about the delightful relation of the gopis with Krishna, that is Parokya, the highest. But I am giving a warning to you. Naita samajra jatu manasa api janishra. Those who have got no control over the sense organs, those who have got the misconception of the self, I am this body, and bodily interest is my interest, this sort of ignorance is there. They should not hear about this pastimes of gopis with Krishna. They should not speak about this. They should not practice this by hearing and speaking. They should not even remember this. If they become slave of the material sense organs, and they will be destroyed if they do like this. The slave of the material sense organs, for that enjoyment, with that motive, if they go through this, then there will be spiritual fall, complete spiritual fall. As for example, Mahadev could digest the poison emerged from milk ocean. There, after this churning of the milk ocean, with the help of the demigods and demons, poison first emerged from that, and the whole world will be destroyed. To show the glory of Mahadev, Vishnu Bhagavan, gave impetus to the demigods to go to Mahadev. could have done it himself, but to increase the glory of Mahadeva, he instructed them, you should go to Sadashi. He is also Vishnu. And they approached him. The whole world will be destroyed, and you are merciful to the all living beings, and you are foremost Vaishnava, Vaishnava Jathasambhu. So he submitted prayer to you. Then Mahadev asked the permission of Parvati, his consort, what I shall do. And Parvati said, you can digest everything. There is nothing for it. If it is for the benefit of the living beings of this world, you should do. There will be no harm to you. I have got no fear. Then he drank that poison. Some drops of poison fell down on this world. And that was eaten by the poisonous snakes and poisonous scorpions, etc. And they got that poison in this world. Some drops. But after swallowing the whole poison, he has got his beauty. His neck became blue. There is one action of the poison. But the blueness is his glory. Blueness. But if he is not Mahadev, even he gets the scent of the poison, even birds fly over that, immediately die. They're dead, they are dead, they died and fell down. So much venomous poison. Only Mahadev could digest. No other living beings. Even by the scent, they will die. Like that, without being competent, with this ignorance that I am this body, and with this propensity of enjoyment, if you go through this topic from Srimad Bhagavatam, you will think gopis are ordinary women, this one, young women, and Krishna is a man. It is a man-woman relation, sex relation. As you heard in Saint-Tropez,
no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Same trouble. Woman. This time
woman.
Also.
Yes.
Same trouble. Lydia. Lydia, the Lauren Lydia.
Yeah.
Cloud. Rich, a rich person. He has got a very big tract of land. And there is one tank there. Where the water is also very, very clear water, clean water.
Swimming pool?
Swimming pool. Swimming pool there, artificial. And our Brahmacharya used to, and even others, those who, the sons and daughters of, on devotee came from Motho, perhaps from Nish.
Yeah.
And they also jumped there.
Yes.
And they were playing. Jumping from it, running and then jumping.
Yeah.
And all our Manantaram, Brahmacharya and Sikandra, they are also doing like this.
They went
jumped. Jumped to their doing. And taking bath. And our Bindu Madhava also.
Bindu Madhava loves
it.
Bindu Madhava.
No.
In Phoenix, he disappeared for 2 days, you remember? He had gone somewhere to go swimming.
Phoenix.
Do you remember?
Oh. He had got this, that sort of hobby, desire. And they are running and jumping, I am hearing their sound, and they are also screaming. I went out to see if they are doing all these things. And First, we had our meeting in the night, first night, in the forest. Forest means not forest, it is field like, some trees are there. Under the tree, we sat. And from these, some dignitaries came. And other places, some dignitaries came. They surrounded me. And they asked several questions. They are hearing. And in the meantime, swarms of mosquitoes came to make a feast of us. I can't understand that so many mosquitoes are there. But we are surrounded by mosquitoes. Here, in the room, there is no mosquito. But in the outside, mosquito. And in the room, there is, gate is there. And also, if any mosquito or any fly enters it, that fly and that mosquito cannot go out. And sometimes they keep some medicine there. Medicine. But that is not. Inside the room, there is no mosquito. But outside, in the night, and being like this. So much. I couldn't understand. Here in this Europe.
It reminds you of home. No?
Like Mayapur. No. All right. Then after that, they put several questions. I answered those questions. And they met me. And one of the dignitaries gave me two pile of medicine. Medicine, you should take scent of it like that.
Oh.
Then there will be no cough and cold.
No.
Do it before me. Do it. Give me some medicine too. That medicine is still with me.
Inhale it.
Huh? What is that medicine? Still I remember. Yeah. There, when there was a meeting there, in a hotel, so many dignitaries came there. And they were hearing, and Dindamadha was translating into French language, interpreting.
Yes.
There should be able to, all couldn't understand English. I only say some words only. But I cannot speak French language, only some words. Mojo.
Mojo.
Like this. And don't follow Hase. I can speak like this. Some words. Don't follow Hase. You understand? Oh. You have been to France?
Yes, I was in Saint-Tropez.
Saint-Tropez. And that one lady, when I was speaking about the gospel of the heaven love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she stood up and said, I like this love, divine love is very good. Then she appreciated this group. And I asked her, have you understood? Yes, this love relation with man and woman, this sex relation, this is love, divine love. No, this is not. That's the opposite. Oh, that's the opposite. This is not. This is transcendental divine love. Then I have to use the word transcendental. Transcendental word we are using now. Why? Because they mean that misunderstood. They think the sex relation, that is the divine love. Is it so? In England, they think like this.
Hopefully not everyone. Some people might misunderstand. I hope not everyone.
then we should use guarded language.
Yes.
Transcendental, divine love, sacred divine love. Here also, Varmi has begun. Those who have got no control over sense organs, and those who are slave of sense organs, they should not even remember this. After, by infatuation, if they remember, they will be destroyed. They will be destroyed. Maitat samaja jato manasa abhijanishva. Even by mind, if they remember, not to speak of speaking about that or hearing about that. There is direct practice. But even by remembering, they will die. And our Guru Maharaj is to explain this in this way. Anishwar. Who is Anishwar? Who is not Lord? It's called Anishwar. Lord means master. We have got domination over sense organs. Who can dominate and subdue the sense organs. He is called Lord. He is called master. So, okay. Those who have got no belief in the supremacy of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, He is the Lord of all Lords, Supreme Lord. He is the origin of all. And all the different incarnations, we do not say incarnation. All the avatars, avatar incarnation are not same. The incarnate word is used for human beings also. Grace incarnate, innocence incarnate, like that. We use for human beings also. But the incarnation word we use in Western countries. But they will misunderstand. You are to use the word avatar. Supreme Lord and the avatars are not different. He has got infinite avatars, infinite forms. He can descend and have pastimes with his own associates, personal associates, like fish Bhagavan, boar Bhagavan, all these Bhagavan. So many. Now, Supreme Sri Krishna is Lord of all Lords. He is the original Bhagavan. Ishvara Paramahamsa Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarva Karma Karma. He is the cause of all causes. Govinda. If you think Him as a human being, oh, Krishna will have 16,108 wives. Why? If Krishna can have 16,000, we can have 2-3. He is powerful, so he can take 16,108. We can, everything will be enjoyed by him. We cannot get. We should get 2-3 wives. At least one person, then he should not touch Bhagavad. He should not touch Bhagavad because Purush is only Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is Purush. And nobody is Purush, nobody is enjoyer. Aham hi sarva jagganam bhakta te prabhuvati. I believe Gita. I have got great love for Gita. But if you don't accept the teachings of Gita, what is the use of going through Gita? Krishna has said repeatedly, I am the only master and angel. I am the only master and angel. There is no other master. He is the only Purush. Whether male members in this world or female persons or male persons, all are prakriti. All are to be enjoyed by him. They are not actually Purush. when they misuse their little independence to enjoy this world, then the illusory energy envelops and they are held down in this world. And they are passing through cycles of parts of this. This is the punishment. Because being the eternal servant of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, they become averse to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and they want to enjoy this world. They have given up their, oh, there should be one chair.
Can I sit here?
Yes. You are welcome.
आपके बच्चों से हम वंचित रह गए, सच्ची बात है,
वंचित तो हम हो रहे हैं. आई बिल डिप्रेस्ड टू गो डाउन एंड स्पीक लाउड.
सेफ्टी प्रिकॉशन दे दिया.
आई एम स्पीकिंग स्लोली और बिकॉज इफ आई गो देयर देव लॉर्ड से गो देयर. I should have to speak in Bengali, in English, and they are not allowed.
Precaution must be.
I'll tell you, it seems so, but inwardly, Maharaj, they are saying and chanting Harinam loudly.
No, I how can I say? I am with the will of the Vaishnavas.
Why you have come?
You also.
You are Nishkinchan Maharaj. You are very dear to our Gurudev. And Gurudev has sent you to instruct me to speak loudly.
No.
No. I am Vidhi Bashmas. I am with the fill of the Bashmas. No? And you see, and doctor does not allow you to speak loudly.
Yeah.
All right. Then I will speak slowly.
Yes, certainly.
You have to attentively hear.
Yeah.
Yes. There should be one mic.
No, mic in the car.
Right. Then, here I am speaking about Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami, in relation to Jiva Goswami, the Jiva Goswami is teaching some Sahajiya Vaishnava pseudo sect. They gave some remark, bad remark to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami did not committed offense at the lotus feet of Jiva Goswami.
Pardon?
By saying
yes,
Jiva Goswami did not know Parvati or Rasa, Gopi Prem. So he approved Shakya Rasa. He encouraged to serve Krishna like Saptamama Rukmini, husband and wife relation by after marriage, but not Parvati. He had no knowledge of Parvati Rasa, Gopi Rasa. But Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all that, they preached Parvati Rasa. And Jiva Goswami did not know this. Jiva Goswami encouraged Shakya Rasa. Then our Vidyam Sarasvati Goswami Thakur refuted that. His Gurudev is Rupa Goswami. Whatever Rupa Goswami, in whatever delightful relation Rupa Goswami is serving Radha Krishna, he is also serving in that relation. But seeing the competency of some of the disciples, some of the persons, that they are not entitled to for this Parakya Rasa, for that reason, as part their competency, he encouraged them, all right. I am writing about this. You serve Krishna with this, after marriage, the relation of husband and wife relation in a restricted way, you should serve. For that reason, he has written scriptures to encourage them. That does not mean he did not know. In this context, I am explaining the saying of Piti saying of Vedabhyasmuni in 10th canto. Vedabhyasmuni is the guru of all, and he has given a warning. He has given a warning. Our Guru Maharaj used to say this. Yes, it is the highest, but all are competent for this. After writing Gopi Prem, he gave this warning. Noitat samajare jatu marasavi janishara vinashyati ajar moddha tatarudrap vijam visham. Whatever I have written, I am giving a warning to those persons who have got no control over sense organs, who are slave of the sense organs. They should not speak. They should not hear what I have written. Even they should not remember. If they do this, they will be destroyed. When venomous poison emerged from the milk ocean by the churning of the demigods and demons, the whole world is going to be destroyed. As per desire of Vishnu Bhagavan, Ajit Bhagavan, all the demigods approached Mahadev to increase the glory of Mahadev. Ajit Bhagavan could have done himself, but only to increase the glory of Mahadev. Here Mahadev also, in one sense, Vishnu, Sadashiv. Sadashiv and Mahadev, who destroys, who is presenting deity of destruction, is not identical. There is Sadashiv. Sadashiv is also Vishnu. And you go there and approach him. They approach Mahadev.
Destructor. Who is the destructor? Sadashiva or Shiva?
Destructor. Sadashiva. Every Vishnu is the original cause of destruction, original cause of creation, original cause of everything. But delegated power has been given to Mahadev by accepting Tamaguna.
Gunavatar.
And the Ravan Kumbhakarna Devarship, that sort of presiding deity.
Gunavatar, they are Vishnu Tattva. Gunavatar.
Vishnu
Gunavatar.
Govinda has accepted this Tamaguna and taken the form of Shiva to destroy.
Yes.
This is another aspect. Kiram Jada Dodi Vikar Mishariva.
Yes.
I don't want to go into the chase.
Shiva.
They have restricted time.
So now time is over. Going to.
Not over. Just now he has come.
They did not come.
Just now he has come. Not over.
No. Now you do according to rule. I don't interfere with.
No.
Not on my myself.
It is
for my sake.
It is for my benefit. Here it is. That with the best money, given a warning, prohibited those persons who are slave of the sense organs not to go through this topic. Another meaning is that our Guru Maharaj used to be. Anishar means those who have no control over the sense organs. Anishar. And Anishar means those who have no faith in the supremacy of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna is the only master, only enjoyer. There is no other enjoyer, no other master. He is the only. Supreme Lord, Lord of all Lords, and all are supported. Ishvara Parama Vishnu Satchidananda Dhikra Anadira Adi Govinda Sarvakarma Ahangi Sabbajagana Bhaktaji. There is no Purush only in Vrindavan, only one angel.
Yes.
And all are to be angel. Here, when you become averse to Sri Krishna by the misuse of our little independence, then Krishna's useful energy envelops us and hurls us down here in this world, and we are passing through cycles of births and deaths and tripala. This punishment. You are actually eternal servant of Krishna. You have to serve him by what we enjoy. So we have been hurled down in this world and passing through cycles of births and deaths and threefold afflictions, all this. You should have this belief. Those who have got no belief in the supremacy, he is Supreme Lord, Lord of all Lords, and all are subservient to him. He is the only master ranger of Vrindavan Dham, Prajamandam, and all are to be enjoyed. Nobody is Purush there. Only Purush is Supreme Lord. Then he is entitled to hear. Those who will demand, oh, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he is the, you will have 16,108 wives. Why we should not have? Communism. There should be communism. We should have only two, three. At least two, three. Everything will be adjusted by him. This is not good. This is incorrect. So, when he may be powerful, he may be more powerful than us. Oh, all right, he may take 95%. 5% should be for us. Everything will be enjoyed by him.
Then,
it's very bad. We cannot accept this. Now, those who think like this, we are also partners of enjoyment, they should not touch Bhagavad, not to speak or hear about Gopi Prem. This with Krishna and Gopi's pastime, they should not hear about this. They should not even touch Bhagavad. Anishar. And another sloka, another verse, those Sahaja Dev quote, Vikriti Buddha Buddha Vajanta Vishnu, Pradhanita Unishriyata, Kuparnaitya, Bhakti Paran Bhagavati Pradhanita Kamam. They interpret in a different way. They have not heard the interpretation of our Gurudev. They say that the prem, the pastimes, of Radha Krishna, pastimes of Radha Krishna, if you do not hear it and if you do not get the highest happiness, then we cannot control the sense organs. The sense organs, by only negative process, by controlling the sense organs, by Jnani, Yogi, we cannot conquer them. We should have object of the sense organs, spiritual sense organs. And single chakra is Madan Mohan. We can love of this Gopi Prem, then we can conquer. This is the verse there. They also recite this verse from Bhagavad. Bikin Bodhubhuti Yajna. Vishnu, what Vishnu was there, all pervading Vishnu. With the gopis. Sraddhanita Anusriya Dhatu Varnajya. But our Guru Maharaj explained it. Sraddhanita Anusriya. Why Sraddhanita? With firm faith. Anusriya, who has heard, the person who has heard through preceptive channel, you have to hear from him. And the act actual bona fide guru will not speak about this, the undeserved disciple at the beginning. He will speak about this to a deserving person. Forcibly cannot. For that reason, here faith means you should have belief that Krishna is Supreme Lord, he is the Lord of all Lords, and by serving whom we serve all, and he is the only Purush and no other. Sadhanita, not as human being, superhuman being. We accept Krishna. As you find, as you heard about there in Phoenix. Yes, I believe I have got love for Gita. I have got love for Gita and Krishna. But Krishna was not the Supreme Lord. Krishna was superhuman being. A great politician, a great diplomat. When Americans say like that, here also in India, they are also saying that. With this great superhuman being, great politician and diplomat, then you should not touch Bhagavan. He is Supreme Lord. This is not Shraddha. Shraddha means he is the only enjoyer. And only Srinivas. You have to hear from through preceptoral channel. And the prophet preceptor will give you permission to go through this. Without taking his permission to do this, then what our Param Gurudev has written, one hymn he has written. Dushtamantami Kishore Vaishnav, Vaishnav K. Dushtamantami Kishore Vaishnav, Patishtharatara Nijjara Gharata Vahari Naam Kavala Pulpa. They are saying that our Param Gurudev is personal associate of Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya was saying that, Lord Thakur, and accepting Bhaktamiram, Bhaktamiram appeared. They say this, but without taking permission from Gurudev, they left Gurudev and they went in a secluded place to do Harina. This is not bhajan. Whether they have got respect. When they will go to the transcendental realm, submitting to him, they will have to get the service. Directly nobody can go. Radha Krishna. Radha is expansion, their astrasati, Lalitashati. And we can direct go to Lalitashati. There are so many manjaris, Rupa manjari. We can go to Rayan Rupa manjari. The Nayanmani manjari. He has come, appeared here. When you will go to the Asana, you have to submit to them. Because you directly cannot go. So it is meant clearly written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The Radha Bhajan Yodhi Mati Nahi Bhela, Krishna Bhajanata Vakara Nagela. Atavarahita Suraj Nahi Mani, Radha Mileta Madham Nahi. When without light, without the rays of the sun, you cannot have any concept of the sun. Without the grace of Krishna, you cannot go there. When you want to see the sun, you have to see the sun raised to the light of the sun. So without Radharani, you cannot go in. Radharani has expanded herself first in Ashtashati, and Ashtashati expanded themselves to numerous manjuris. Even if you go to the transcendental realm, with submission you have to go. You have got no submission now in this world. How will you be proof that you will submit? Your Nayanmani Manjari has appeared. He is before you. Through him you will go. And you have renounced him. You have left him. And you have gone perform Nirjan Bhajan. Bhajan in the secluded place. This is Kopratha. Only disciplinedness. Disciplinedness. How we can go? By our own capacity? This is process of ascension. With that we cannot enter into that. Nobody can enter. Even Brahma could not enter. Could not understand. At least through Brahma, Vedabhyas taught. Vedabhyas Muni did not say, you should think of this, did not say in Bhagavad, the Brahma made this place times. No. Yet, Brahma was not infatuated. He made this place times. No. Yes, straight away says, he was infatuated. To teach the persons here, conditions of the body, those who got vanity, so that they cannot misunderstand. By the person that does not know, we know more than that. Oh, when Madhvacharya has said that I do not accept the infatuation of Brahma, then he is the disciple of, or he was the disciple of Vedabhyasmuni. Did not mention this willfully. Because he mentioned it, then his importance will be lost. Oh, it is a pastime. No, he did not say willingly. He has been infatuated. After that, when he took shelter, he got this. He did not write anything. We are interpreting like this. And we say like this. But why he did not say it? He did not know. Vedashman did not know. And his disciple knows. His disciple, Madhvacharya. They say like this. But they did not go deep into it. Vedashman knows everything. Knowing fully well, he has not divulged this. This is what we understand. The what for he has written, that instruction should be given to the public, to the aspirants. That we have to give importance to that. We are not to speak this to all persons. This is only a pastime. Then importance will be lost. For that reason, Vedabhyasmuni, he did not say himself to give importance, because we have got the vanity. We have got this temperament of knowing Supreme Lord by our own capacity, endeavor. This will not take us to the Supreme Lord. So without you meditate and you pray to the Vedabhyasmuni, why you have not written this? Why you have not written this? He will clear it. By His grace, He will clear it. If you are sincere and submit to Him, then He will say, knowingly I have not done this. Knowingly I did not do this. Then it will not be effective. If I say like this, it will lose its gravity. We should not do this, what our Guru does not want to do this. We know more than the person. We say like that. It is a kind of vanity. Some people are saying like this. So here it is. Said, Om Sridhar, you have to hear from them. You have to submit to Him. And when you will be competent, He will Himself will say, yes, you can now serve Krishna in this love relation of Paramahansa. He will say, if you go to do this, then you will become pseudo sect like Sahaja. This is a spiritual power. Our Guru Maharaj was very strict in this matter. Very strict. He did not. Never I saw him in the public meeting. Very guarded language. so that nobody can have any doubt in it. But inside his room, I saw him. He was tasting all this inside his room, all these esoteric pastimes. He was repeating that, but not in the public meeting. He did not say. But no, this is not the fact. Our Param Gurudev was also very strict. Why he has written? Why Vidya Vyasmuni has not mentioned the name of Radha in Bhagavad? Radha is the major duma, is the heroine, actual chief heroine of Krishna. But why the name of Radha is not mentioned in this book? Clearly. But it is not as to actually mention, is not. There is one indirect anayarayata lunam govarvari ishara janna vyaga bhinda kidanva anayata raha. Indirectly. Why? Because the ordinary listeners, they will misunderstand. It is not wise but to give a golden necklace to a monkey. If a golden necklace give to the monkey, dear, you are like monkey. You have written, I have written it. Atanti mangala virupai.
It's going to be 9 o'clock.
Atanti mangala for eternal welfare, how we can get. I am writing this for you. And I have already written it. Some portion is going to be printed. They are in Chaitanyavani. Putrika. All these things. Prabhupada's writing. My own writing.
Do you have in English?
Not yet. I have not done it in English. But it may be better or I should do it. After writing it, then they will do it in Hindi. They are warning me.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,